from the White House an acknowledgement that where the three objects shot down over North America since Friday came from was still unknown.
We do not assess that these most recent objects posed any direct threat to people on the ground, and we are laser focused on confirming their nature and purpose, including through intensive efforts to collect debris in the remote locations where they have fallen.
Kirby added that the U.S. military had recalibrated radar sensitivity to track smaller, low-speed objects. It's not clear if that's why more were being detected or if there had been a sudden influx of such objects. The Canadian Prime Minister, however, suggested a connection between the three objects intercepted since Friday.
Well, I think obviously there is some sort of pattern in there. The fact that we are seeing this in a significant degree over the past week is a cause for interest and close attention, which is exactly what we're doing.
On Sunday, the head of NORAD, or the North American Aerospace Defense Command, raised eyebrows with an answer to a question about whether the origins of the objects may be extraterrestrial.
I haven't ruled out anything at this point.
But on Monday, the White House, while still not ruling anything out, had this to say.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
The U.S. says the three objects shot down were at a lower altitude to the Chinese balloon shot down in early February. And all three had different appearances and didn't appear to have any means of propulsion, just moving with prevailing winds. At the State Department, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State addressed relations with China.
We are open to dialogue when it is in our interest to do so, and we believe the conditions are right.
But Sherman said she had nothing to announce about a potential meeting between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart at the Munich Security Conference later this week. Shia Brittansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.